Josie's in for Katie. And Jason, I'm just going to have to ban you right now from this next product because you do not need any more energy when grilling. You won the grill off and you were smacking the grill with your hands and the flames.
I took the bone of the tomahawk steak and flipped it down hard on it. But these are all techniques.
You have your techniques.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I think you're fine. You don't need it. Other people might need it. So 5-Hour Energy just came out with their own barbecue sauce. It's barbecue sauce with just a ton of caffeine in it.
What? When you need an extra kick to get you through your 4th of July cookout, reach for 5-Hour Energy barbecue sauce. With a blend of high-octane spicy flavors and a hefty dose of rocket fuel.
It's just short of doing meth.
5-Hour Energy barbecue sauce is tiny liquid energy. Just one taste will have you saying, try the buzzin' Benzo's brisket, big flake, kicking chicken, or white tornado chocolate. It's barbecue sauce for people who crave, eat, and drink lots of go juice.
Warning, may cause anxiety, addiction, insomnia, hypertension, and weight loss. Don't mix with coffee, sugar, or fireworks.
Hypertension.
Or fireworks.
What's the point, though?
I don't know.
It's
just to sell stuff.
Sell it.
Mm-hmm. But there's no point. Like, you're going to eat steak and caffeine just don't look like... It's like having ice cream on top of a steak. I like them both, but it doesn't go together.
I know. But maybe it's just their brand of barbecue sauce in it because they're 5-Hour Energy.
Mm-hmm. But I don't trust that to have a tasty barbecue sauce.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't judge a book before its cover.
No, but there's already the
best
barbecue sauce.
Did you just say don't judge a book before its cover?
Don't judge a book before its cover.
No,
by its cover.
There it is.
You need some 5-Hour Energy.
Oh, yeah, dude, I need some 5-Hour barbecue, man.
No, and, you know, have you gotten this? I've already gotten, because we have an HOA, which I freaking hate. Ugh. I love it, but I hate it.
HOA.
Of course you would. You love regulations.
I do. It prevents a lot of...
You love authority.
No, I just don't want the neighborhood going to crap. That's the reason.
Until you want to get a pool, and then you're like, oh, well, screw the HOA.
You gotta get it improved.
You still trying to get that approved?
The pool? No, I can't. I have to move my septic. I could do it, but no, it'd be
very
a fortune.
Expensive. But I'm getting the things like, hey, reminder, fireworks for 4th of July. Be very careful. In our neighborhood, you can't do certain things. And da 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 da.
Could live in the hood like I do. We can do whatever we want. Blow up a car in the front yard if y'all want to. Come on over.
But that's a state law. But here's the craziest part of the whole thing, which makes me very nervous. We're like in a drought right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I look at the forecast, it's like 90, 90, 90, 90.
Right.
And then 4th of July, we're going to be lighting off fireworks that go into the woods?
We don't have woods, and we don't even have a police department where I live, so come on over.
Yeah, but still.
Let's blow up a car.
Mm-hmm. We don't even have grass.
Sure don't, because we don't care about our yard, because if we did our grass, we'd have to mow it.
That's right.
And we don't have an HOA to yell at us.
Yeah, I would definitely complain to the HOA in Josie's house.
It's burnt. If it was high, you could, but if it's burnt to crisp and burnt to hell, can't mow it.
Then I would also complain at Christmas with Josie's blow-up dolls that she has all over the
wall. We have 39 this year.
39
inflatables.
Blow-up dolls?
And then so our neighbors, we just got new neighbors, and I was like, they moved in at Christmas, and we were like, I hope they really, they don't think we're too trashy. One is a police officer for city, which we don't live in, so that's good. You can't turn us in for stuff. But
we have the sheriff's department.
We do. They take a while to get there, so luckily we're good about on that one. But the other day, the wife that lives next door, we've become friends. She sent me, I knew we'd be friends. She sent me a text, and it's of one of those like 30-foot skeletons at Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, she's like, let's go in halvesies and we can like put them in the middle of our yard at Halloween. I was like, yes!
I do like that one.
No, we'd be friends.
I do like that one better because it's not a blow-up thing.
Oh, whatever. We turn our front yard into a graveyard at Halloween. We've got dead pet skeletons, fake, all over the front yard.
I like it. You know, your kids are young once.
And that's what we do. And our neighborhood is full of kids. And people bring their like grandkids and their kids to walk through the graveyard.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was very distracted.
I'm sorry.
Jason,
I had to call you out for it. I have to call you out. I don't
care. Are you taking photos?
Can I please?
Yes, do it.
Call him out.
Should we seven call say it all if I should call you out?
I'll just tell you to call him out.
People get very upset.
No, they don't. This is hilarious.
All I'm going to say is Jason's taking pictures of CNN and what they're reporting right now to send to friends about the debate.
Because I've never seen a headline like that.
I'll tell you. Yeah. As somebody who votes a little bit differently than Jason, or a lot differently, they are reporting as if they were Fox News, and he's really pumped about it.
Well, it says Biden's debate showing sets off alarm for Dems. I've never seen that. It's like, what is going on?
He looked like he was having a stroke in the middle of the debate. I also had some alarms. I was worried about his well-being and health last night during the debate. It's okay. I don't think Dems, I
talking about it.
Anybody who was right now on TV.
I think that
he's sending the text now.
Who are you sending that to?
Random people.
Oh, I just got it. Thanks, Jason. I know. I can see it. I can see it.
If you can't laugh about it, you'll go insane.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what?
And Jimmy Buffett said it.
The nice thing right about now, Katie would have her panties in a wad. Right.
Oh, I don't know. I think that at this point, most of my friends who vote like-minded with me, we're just like, what the hell, out of how many billions of people this is what we have to work with on both sides?
Well, it's 300 million
Americans.
Yeah.
Oh, out of 300 million Americans,
less, because a lot of them are underage, but yeah.
Okay,
the two white dudes, that's what we got. One's almost 80 and one's 80, and this is what we got. We couldn't get anyone under the age of 75.
No, apparently not. Now, since we're talking about it, since you brought it up, I guess I did kind of. Jason distracted me because Josie was telling a story, and I've never seen Jason take a picture of the TV in 17 years.
Yeah.
For anything.
We've had crazy stuff come
up. Oh, my God. I'm going to take another one.
Jen's question if Biden should stay in race after debate performance.
This is on CNN. Yeah. So it seems like the upside down world. Well, 76 million plus people watched it.
It was hard to
watch.
That's
a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They had debate rules that were different. The mics would be off when the other person was talking. That's new. No audience. And so there's some different rules as far as that's concerned. And Biden and Trump, and I think they did commercials, which normally they don't do. They just go straight through. And so this is what Biden and Trump thought about the debate rules.
Before we introduce them, we want to share the rules of the debate with the audience at home.
When it's time for a candidate to speak, his microphone will be turned on and his opponent's microphone will be turned off.
Absolutely criminal. Never heard so much malarkey in my whole life.
Should a candidate interrupt when his microphone is muted, he will be difficult to understand for viewers at home.
Look. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Both candidates and their campaigns agreed to accept these rules.
They're a bunch of losers and suckers.
Suckers and losers.
You're the sucker. You're the loser.
They think we're stupid. They think we're very stupid people.
He has no idea what the hell he's talking about.
We're like a bunch of stupid people.
Every single thing he said is a lie.
It's been a great thing.
It's been a terrible thing.
So that was actual clips from the debate, obviously not in that order. But this is real. And when I first heard this clip, because I didn't see this part, but I heard this clip, I thought it was like an SNL skit.
This is the best part of the entire debate. Honestly, the debate overall, Jared, boring.
Yeah.
Because Trump was calm and collective, which is a great strategy, but I missed the craziness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But this was funny.
So the only time both mics stayed on, you know, they have one off so they don't interrupt each other the whole time and you just can't hear anything. Was when they were asked about, are you your age and are you fit enough to be president?
Which is a valid question.
Right. And so somehow they got started arguing. They started arguing about golf.
What?
Yes.
Biden and Trump. This is real. I thought, seriously, I was like, is this a skit? And it's not.
Seriously.
I just won two club championships, not even senior. Two regular club championships.
Not even senior.
Wow.
Not even
regular.
Senior.
You have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way, and I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me for a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. Oh. Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. By the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf with you if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
But I have, you know how many?
I've seen your swing. I know your swing. Let's not act like children.
But the funniest
part is
Biden said my handicap was a 6, and I don't know much about golf. 6, the expression on Trump's face was the funniest part of the whole thing.
It's like, no way.
But I mean, it is odd because this is the debate that we are.
There's a new headline that just popped up on CNN.
God,
you want to take
a photo?
This is
crazy. It's like CNN is Fox News right now. But it's with Trump, though.
It's the facial expression.
It's the facial expressions about it. And what I don't like about golf, and no offense to all the golfers out there, because I don't really understand it that much. And to me, it's a very boring sport to watch. And I don't know
about
it.
It's horrible to watch.
Except, like I said, I went to the Wyndham. I'm like, all right, we're going to watch it.
In person is fine. TV's boring.
No, it was not. I walked into the Wyndham and never made it out of the clubhouse.
You never would.
That's what I'm saying. It's the atmosphere. It's the vibe. You're not watching it.
Yeah,
right.
I just walk in. I'm like, oh, we stop here first and then watch the guy. I never made it out of the clubhouse. But it's just the fact that, you know, I don't get it. It's like Jared and I could play, and Jared could be way better than I am. But because my handicap is minus this, we play, and then he has to give up. I have all those strokes, so we're even. If that's not liberalism, I don't know what is.
A news headline on CNN.
Yeah.
If golf isn't liberalism, I don't know what is.